Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be a little bit unfamiliar with my voice because you might be a first-time listener or you're just a little forgetful, my name is Peter Mingles. We've been doing these radio shows for a real long time, and one of the reasons why I did this radio station is we wanted to have a platform for people to be able to find the really great people out there on the spinning planet that we happen to be on that also might be doing home-based businesses. So over the last couple of months, we've been working with a great gentleman. His name is Doug Jackson. And Doug Jackson and I have been running these radio shows and having a lot of other conversations as well. And I am really super pleased to be able to share this Building Fortunes Radio platform with him, that we even gave him his own name. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and then you look for Navon Global or Navon, you'll be able to find this and other radio shows as well. Or you go look up his name, Doug Jackson, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done. One of the things that I've learned across my time on this spinning planet in reference to working with somebody is you got to work with the right people with the right philosophies. You know, if you're working with the wrong person, eventually when something wrong happens, you just say, you know, were you surprised? You know, were you surprised that things didn't work out? And usually the answer is, no, not really. So when you're working with the right people, you can have the trust that they're doing the right things. And we did radio shows before with a friend of ours. His name is Rodney Bush. Rodney's a great guy. He's the one who actually I give credit for putting me in front of Doug Jackson. And Doug Jackson has had other leaders on our Building Fortunes radio show as well. And what you'll find is these are all just what I call great people. I mean, they're the ones that add amazing things to your life, and the idea that you might actually be able to do business with them as well and turn some of it into a cash equivalent is really nice. But just the philosophy of working with the right people is really great. So once you find the right ones, whatever they're doing is probably going to be okay too, and you're going to find it's an exceptional opportunity with Navon Global. So Doug, thanks for being here.
Hey, so glad to be here. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all you do, the architecture, the one who built the on-ramp for helping so many home-based businesses get into the superhighway, the Autobahn, as we would call it. So glad I'm here, and glad you're up and running with this radio show. And you had mentioned Navon. We are so young and so new that everything has been kind of in a pre-launch stage for half a year officially. And January 17th, we actually have our coming out party where we, you know, kind of go full on. But things have been going really, really good. And I know you said you wanted to ask me a couple things. What was the first thing you wanted to ask me, Peter?
I do. Right, there's a famous philosopher. His name is Jim Rohn, for those people that have ever been around that type of industry. And Jim Rohn was a gentleman I always remember. He would talk about people's philosophy, you know, the way they think. And you can tell a lot by someone's level of philosophy. And I know you, Doug, have a great background in direct sales and network marketing, being a dad, you know, being a business person, also having, you know, your share of lumps, if you will. You know, we've all been run over, if you will, a couple of times by this business highway that we're sometimes on as well. So you have great perspective to be able to share with people how to do it right and how to do it wrong. And we're both kind of old enough where we can probably say to many people, you know, we've been there before. You know, we've seen that stuff before. One of the philosophies that I really like that I've seen you mention, and you can pick whichever one you want to talk about, but there's actually two that I've seen. One is called Make Way for the Good, and the other one is one of my favorites, You Were Made for More. So pick whichever one you want to start talking about. I'll ask some questions or underline some stuff that you mentioned along the way and have at it. Pick whichever one you want.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. Well, You Were Made for More is something I have deeply, deeply embraced and engaged and married to for life. I believe that I've never met anyone that really fulfilled their their full potential. And so if you and I were talking anywhere over a cup of coffee or breaking bread or shoulder to shoulder,
right,
doing anything, there's one argument you don't want to win with me, and that you
that
were not made for more, and we all have more because we know how to do more, and we could learn more, and we could be more if we would actually, you know,
to,
just
or maybe
trust
never set it up,
that there's some possibility.
There kind of
so
delay.
Made for more is a, I think so many
question.
People sell themselves short, and I don't care if you're listening here and you've already been making $1 million a year,
right,
or you
oh, really?
Think you've done
no,
it all. I
okay.
just don't know anybody that
no.
has played their final song already, unless they got both feet in the grave and they have, you know, checked out mentally
no.
and they have Alzheimer's or dementia. We all could
okay.
somehow put out something, do
mm-hmm.
something, be something that enriches the lives of others. And that's where our real fulfillment
okay.
comes from, when we impact lives. And so you were made for more of something. Just, I read a book, and you don't have to run out and get the book. I like it. It's a good book. It's a great book. But the title of that
right.
book just kind of resonated with me. And I think about it morning, day, and night,
right.
7 days a week. I just trust and believe it to be so true. And I'm because of that, of course, I
right.
see the world
it shows me a, phone number,
a certain way. But I'm
going to
make everybody
here
a promise before I take that other one that you gave me about make way for the good.
Right.
I have a home-based business situation here where I know that
so
I know that I know that if you were to put two or three dozen people into our
$499
starting package, you would never worry about
or
money
maybe
again.
You couldn't dial that number
now,
for whatever reason.
Now, it could take you 2 months, 2 weeks, somebody, maybe even 2 days. But most of us might take a few months to pull the trigger and find the kind of people that
would
respond
more,
well
it's
to our
not a
offer, our package.
And,
no, it's not for everybody. I think everybody should have a chance to look at what we're doing with Navan Global. We're primarily in the detox and wellness space, where we're going to get the bad out and make way for the good. We make
right.
way for the good in so many ways. When we detox our body, who cares what kind of nutrition you're pounding down your body if you're full of toxins from your air and your water and your food, organic or non-organic, is loaded up with pesticides and arsenics and all these things. And so our products are very, very friendly detoxers. So detox your body, detox your finances. But what
right.
good is that if you
sure.
don't own a little bit of your time, and so you can detox your schedule? And so when you make way for the good on our team, you end up designing your life and becoming a master in the art of living. And, you know, as you think about making way for the good,
okay.
You don't just snap your fingers and all of a sudden have a new life or a good life. There's some things you let go of and some new things you grab onto.
Right.
And some
you never really
old thoughts you let go of and some new ideas that you embrace. And,
and
I think
you,
so.
You
could
use
that
as a guideline. You don't have to use
in
that
the,
as a
you know,
whole.
The
so,
lifestyle space
okay.
and design your life. You may have stumbled across us somehow, some way, and have found some great or
okay.
good fortune for yourself. The way you become successful in this arena, on like you say, Peter, on this planet we find ourselves on, is you set yourself up for success by alignment. No, I don't care how good of a baseball player or quarterback you are. Anything, you have to align with a championship team. You have to align with people that are of similar ethics and values and morals and integrity, and then can the team makes you look good. You know, I don't care if nobody's passing the ball to Michael Jordan, he can't slam dunk it. So, I mean, there's so many things that happen. We just see people, we're enamored with their success, but we don't understand really. The Super Bowl ring comes from the team getting some congruity working. So, and I'm going to give you a no sugar-coated version of what I think it takes to make it. I said you put two or three dozen people in this system, and you'd have a position where you probably, because of our unique compensation, 3x3 forced matrix, we call it, where if you're on a team that's alive and popping, you could see some spill, but more importantly, it's doable whether you have spill or not. I'm at the top of the leg I'm in, so I don't see any spill, but it ain't going to hold me back. I put in probably 10 so far, and I've got 242 in my back office now, down many, many levels all over the place. So it's happening. And I didn't have any spill. I had to just kind of, pick up the ball and start playing and putting my team together. But I believe that the product should come into your mind like, well, what's the product? What is the product? How good is it? What is it all about? And our products are great. They have integrity. We know the source of where the products are grown, and we have it all here. It's made right here in our good old U.S. of A. And so we have a very, very stellar product line, and we're operating in the space of CBD and a couple other things that are non-CBD. But I'll promise you this. Our product line is expanding. There's more in the pipeline. And I just want to ask you this, listeners. Supposing my products are kick butt, they're awesome. They got integrity. They do what they're designed to do. And they are pleasing to people. They're priced fairly. And they deliver. They do everything that they're supposed to do for people in the space of detox and wellness and handling things like better sleep, better energy levels, less pains and aches, varieties of things like that. So, when you get the right types of minerals, they're very difficult to get into your diet. Soils are really depleted. So when you start getting into our mineral product, you start seeing this liquid mineral. This ain't some expensive pill that you run down the sewer pipe after it passes through you. These liquid minerals are pretty amazing. And that's what helps conduct electricity in our bodies. And without it, we don't have the right, we're not really functioning at our highest state. You don't really know what feeling good is until you have it. Sometimes we start to settle. Even people that are pretty healthy could sometimes be missing out on better sleep or better energy or recovery. And so supposing these products are everything I said they are, and you could tip over some dominoes, introduce this with a simple, fun webinar on Monday nights. We do a webinar just kind of showcasing everything. It takes about 45-minute webinar. Now, it's worth it if it paid off, if it made sense, then you said, I think I can do this. I see it. And then Thursday nights, we have a training webinar. Then throughout the week and month, there's events and different things that people can plug into, but we don't have a lot of upsell things and or any of that kind of stuff. So you kind of can see full on what is the money out and what do I have to do to win. And, of course, if all this is true, the question to my listeners is this: how much would you have to make to be, make it worth your while? Our compensation plan has numbers dialed in on it for each rank. So you know if you hit these ranks, this is how much you're going to be making per month. We're so young, we don't even have our income disclosure statements. We will have. But right now, we just know if you need to make $2,000 a month on the side or a week or a day, we know what it takes because we can look at our compensation plan, and we think we're starting something here in our industry that is going to upset a lot of people, upset people that are owners of other MLM companies that maybe don't pay out as much per person, per dollar, per volume components. So we have a pretty stout payout structure, but nonetheless, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. The wealth is built slow but strong. I made, and I'm going to give an income disclosure statement, and then we can go on a break here after I say this. But I made north of $4,000 my first 30 days, and is that typical? I don't know. We're pretty young, but there's a lot of people that have made. I'm not in the top 10 with the company at all. But $4,000 in your first month, just starting to get a little bit of a workout, isn't nothing to sneeze at. But I didn't get in to make $4,000 my first month part time. It could have been $4. I got in for the back end, the residual, the long term payoff of tipping over those dominoes and seeing that mailbox money, beach money coming in month after month after month for work we did last year, the year before, and the drill. But how many people actually really enjoy that is far too few, in my opinion. And this company is kind of going from raising the gold standard to a platinum standard of integrity and payout and in delivering on the goods for people that are willing to put themselves on the line and put people in the system. And so does everybody make a lot of money? No, some people don't make any money because they don't do anything, and some people don't make any money because they do everything backwards and they're unteachable, uncoachable, stubborn, and they already know everything. But if somebody would humbly get in the starting blocks with us and within reason use our thing we call the play. Running the play is a very, very simple, copyable, duplicatable system that I'm excited about for working with people because, I don't want to be Superman, Rambo, or you to be Wonder Woman. That ain't what it takes. That's Hollywood. But in the real world, we've got to have tools that work for everyday real people. So, Peter, let's take a break, and when we come back, I'll ramp this thing up, and we'll try to knock it out of the park for everybody that needs and wants a home run in their own life.
You got it. You're listening to Doug Jackson. We're talking about Navan Global. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here with Doug Jackson. You're listening to him talking about some of the different philosophies and a little bit about a company called Navan Global. And I know you just got started with this specifically, and you guys spent a lot of time putting together all of those systems as well. So your best income months obviously are yet to come. But for all those people listening in, if you want some special attention to be able to work with you, this is a great time between you and Rodney and your daughter and the other people that you've had on the previous radio shows. This is an exceptional opportunity for people to really set themselves up. So, Doug, back to you.
Yeah. Well, where Navan is right now is there probably, I'm a ballpark figure, less than 10,000 people have joined the company so far. And I don't know if that can give you any benchmark references to things, but if you're aware of Herbalife, they are doing $4 billion a year globally, and they're a great big company, but they're probably not going to do $8 billion, then $20 billion, then $50 billion. Some companies eventually level off, and they just kind of have that sustained, big fat cat aura. They're bringing in 50,000 people a month, and they're not growing anymore. They're just big and stabilized. Mary Kay is bringing in 50,000 makeup ladies a month. Month in and month out for decades now. And so when I tell you we got 10,000 people, and that's like a busload in this industry. That's nothing. I mean, nobody's even heard of it yet. If you ever dreamed about being there early, Herbalife and Mary Kay and Amway are not talking about timing. Young companies talk about timing. 10-year-old companies don't talk about timing. But when you got a company that's less than a year old, And if they are really built to last, you getting there early gives you really good early advantage. But there is no shortcuts to places worth going. So I emphasize, just because you're early doesn't mean you don't work. It just means you're here early and you got a shot at having a third or a half or a fourth or a tenth or 90% of everybody in the company on your team. And that can be pretty exciting. But I'm looking for people to work with that have standards. Why? I like standards. My life is defined by my own standards. You don't like your life, raise your standards, and all of a sudden your life improves. See, we end up settling for a lot of things. And so the other thing I like in people is with high standards is decisiveness. Wishy-washy doesn't get you very quick, get you anywhere at all, you know. But I think when you meet people that are shakers and movers, a lot of times they get good at just being decisive. Now, if I was going to work with a team, I'd kind of like to try to understand the nature and the makeup. I've been greatly influenced by Jim Rohn, mentioned earlier. I got pictures of me and him together. I consider his mentorship quite powerful. He is probably the most quoted professional and personal development person on the planet. Tony Robbins used to work for him. So Jim Rohn, mentioned earlier on the call, says that, you know, your philosophy drives everything. And so, you know, we believe in caring for the whole person, our company and our team. We're all about you, your mind, your body, your environment, relationships. We think that is what makes life good. So if you're part of our team, you're part of an organization that puts a lot of value. We don't just see anybody as just some number, whether you're a high production person, medium or low production. You have value to us, and we think all people in all levels of productivity can contribute great morale and great impact for all. We also emphasize a lot of in this space of healthy partnership and teamwork, and we believe that sustainability is really important. We want something that you can really hang your hat on and not be wondering what you're going to be doing a couple years from now. So we are really committed to a lifetime of making a go of what we're doing here. I've been part of things that I wish would have been for a lifetime, and maybe you have too. Maybe you've been with things where, wow, you're making more money you've ever made before, but then somebody goes and messes it up with low standards, lack of integrity, character issues that just derailed your income, your company, your morale, and or your team's morale. And it's really hard to recover once somebody blows it like that. And so who you run with, as my mom used to teach us when we were kids, who you run with has everything to do with where you end up. And so they don't teach that in school, but had they, I might have been able to make an additional 10 or 20 more million dollars in my career had I picked more wisely who I was running with. So I really can't say enough about this word, character and integrity. I just have, at 58 years old, I just have zero tolerance for games, scams, partial truths, half truths, all of the things where people are, you know, telling you all the good things but not telling you about the boogeyman in the closet. We have heard it said before, our truth is good enough, and we don't have to hyperbole or overinflate anything. And it's true, our truth is good enough. When you look at our comp plan and you look at our products, it'd be pretty difficult for someone to poke some holes in these things. And I like that, that we can sleep good at night when we have shared this with somebody, Navant Global. So I'm really, really happy that you're listening to us now and that you're maybe going to kick the tires and show up at one of our webinars or visit the website and just knock around a little bit. You know, you can go right to my website, navanglobal.com/ Doug, D-O-U-G. That's Navan, N-A-V-A-N, Global, GLOBAL.com/Doug, D-O-U-G. Now, I've got a lot of credentials, and if you know anything about me, I don't say this to brag, but I can be anywhere I want right now. I'm sitting here in Hudson, Wisconsin. I live in a very nice little Mayberry-type river town, and I'm on a small lake. It's frozen right now, but I just got back from a cruise. I can be anywhere I want today, live how I want, go how I want, and within reason, you know, I won't run out of money. I'm not doing this for the money, even though I like to make money. I'm doing this because I have gifts and talents and skills, and I have the gift of encouragement, I have the gift of training, and I enjoy pouring my life into people, helping them, supporting them, and helping them realize their things. This is why my daughters and son and friends are on our team. My lifelong friends are on this team with me because I haven't nailed them before and let them down and disappointed them or betrayed them. And so my reputation is intact, and that is helpful. But I'm just trying to reach in through this radio show to say to each person listening, if you've got some longings for success and achievement, but you need it to be something that is impeccable and that can stand up to the scrutiny of the public, I think your hunt is over, but you need to learn a little bit more about us. And I'll even go as far as doing this for right now. My phone number, direct private cell phone, 651-399-6303. Someday I might have to change that in the next few months as this thing just starts blowing up and getting crazier because I can't talk to everybody and help everybody. But I'll help a half a dozen people to build a great future and to establish that beach money, that residual. And but if you do want to call me, I would love to hear from you, but do this first. Just text me and say, hey, I listen to the radio, got your number from the radio, type text, and when's a good time to talk? And I'll text you back a couple of times. You pick one, and we're on. And I might actually even be able to take your call right when you text me if I'm in between a couple of things. So with that, I'd like to say, you know, Peter, let's go ahead and do a wrap on this unless you want to ask me one last thing or talk about anything.
Nope, you're good to go. The most important thing is that people have a way to get in touch with you. So for those people that might be looking for, you know, I'm just looking for somebody that I could work with that has a great opportunity that if I dig in, I'm not going to have any regrets. I'm going to find a good product line, an aggressive compensation plan, work with really great people. You want to work with Doug Jackson and any one of the leaders that he has aligned himself with as well. These are great people with really interesting stories, everything from younger people to older people and everything in between. So I just am so pleased that we have this platform that makes it available for you, Doug, to be shown and for the opportunity to be out there and for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, however you find us, to be able to have access to this because this is what everything is all about. And only because, or even because, it's right around the holiday season for those people that might be listening in live. If you're on the archived audios, you know, we might not be in the specific holiday season. But you know what? That extra few thousand dollars a month that might be coming in that you wouldn't have to work your tail off so hard for if you were doing this before would really help a lot of people during their holiday times. So if there's ever any month that you really are looking forward to having the extra money, this is a great time. And even though we're right into it right now, just think about how you'll be able to set yourself up for the next major holiday or next major holidays into 2020 as we move forward. So I'll let you close it up, and we're going to be calling it a radio show. So thanks here, Doug Jackson.
Yes, well, since we are right upon Christmas here, I would just say, you know, I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And I know this, if you jump on board with us, we're going to have a plan, Stan, and you are going to be happy. Ladies especially, I just want to say this. Ladies, I just read a book on servant leadership, and it was amazing. And it was just talking about the qualities that are in in the person we're looking for is somebody that could be a homemaker, a mom. If you are that person, you have all the abilities. You're a juggling, crazy person that gets it done every day. And at the end of the day, there's a not very much thanks for all the things you're doing, the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning, and all those things. But I will tell you, 1, 2, 3 hours a day or every other day on our team, and we can start to move the needle with you and help you possibly even match your spouse's income or surpass it in your spare time. So back to you, Peter.
All great information. We're going to catch you next time. It's very rare that we have Doug all by himself on the radio show. We usually have different guests. So I want to say first thanks, Doug. Happy holidays to you and your family and all your great people. But most importantly, thanks for all the things you do to help our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience make a big difference in their health as well as financially as well as their philosophy. So we'll be back next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Catch you next time, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.